Peeling the Onion, written by Wendy Orr and read by Kate Hosking. How come you didn't die? Matt asks. Just lucky, I guess. Will you die now? Matthew, groans Dad. Not if I can help it. If you died, Bronnie would be the oldest. Would I still be the youngest? There are two Annas. One joins in the chatter and surface of daily life, of being a friend, a daughter, a patient. This Anna knows that if you're strong and cheerful and fight fair, you win the game and live happily ever after. That's the rule, and she plays by the rule because that's the only way she knows how to fight. If you drop the rules, the game is chaos, a street fight where you don't know who your opponents are. The other Anna has no shape or role. She is an amorphous blob who just is. She is a black hole of pain and misery and terror, sucking the rays of friendship and politeness into oblivion. She floats above and around and behind the cheerful Anna, threatening to obliterate and swallow her down into that nothingness. And sometimes I think that she's the real me, but that can't be true. I won't let her. I've been the first Anna for so long, it's the only way I know how to be me. It's morning tea time. The anaesthetist, masked and gowned, runs into my room. Anna! She cries. I just heard. Thank God you didn't have a general anaesthetic. She runs out again. Why? I ask Tablet Sister. They have to move your head a bit for a general. I guess it could have damaged the cord. Three times lucky. Three times my fragile spinal cord, no longer protected by its ring of bone, could have snapped and didn't. When the car hit and my neck jerked so hard it broke. When I screamed and stopped my rescuers from pulling me out of the car. And then when I had the arm block instead of a general anaesthetic. I hate my frame and bedpans and nurses washing me and everything about being in hospital. But they're better than the alternative.